Helen, thank you for agreeing to talk with me today. A friend of mine, Stephen, he's looking for a new job, and he was asking me, where should he look for jobs? And I know that you recently got a new job, so I thought you could maybe give him some advice. So where can he find a job?
First port of call, a good place would be the job centre, which is a good place because you can talk to somebody face to face and they can give you advice, and they have a lot of adverts there, lots of advertising different jobs, different vacancies. You can also get the newspaper, you can also try the internet, Fish for Jobs, monster.co.uk as well. Those are two sites where you can find work. I think those sites also help with preparing for applications as well.
Okay, so he can look on the internet, or he can look in the newspaper, or he could go to a job centre. I heard that sometimes you can actually just go to an office, or you can go to a company and ask for a job.
That's possible. You could turn up at the place that you are interested in working in and ask in the main office. I did that initially
this
job.
So you got a job by just going to an office and saying, have you got any vacancies?
Vacancies, yes.
Right, and vacancy means?
There is a job to be filled.
Okay.
There's an empty post.
Okay, so if you say go to an office and you say, have you got a job, how do the people in the office know about your skills and your experience? Is there anything you have to give them, or can you just say?
They could give you an application form, and on there you could, you have to fill in your details, write down your qualifications and your work experience. If they don't ask for that, you can hand over what's called your CV, which means curriculum vitae, a Latin word, and on there you can record your details, your schooling, where you went to school, if you went to college or university, the certificates and qualifications that you have received, your work experience and the dates where you worked in different places.
Okay, so you might be given an application form, and on the application form you have to write down your skills, your experience and so on. But if there isn't an application form, then it's good to give them this thing called the CV.
That's right.
Where you write down your details.
Yes.
And so on again.
Yes.
And how do they know that that information is correct?
At the bottom of the CV, or at the end of the application form, they will ask for two references. So you need to give the name and address and telephone number of somebody who can speak for you, who can vouch for you and say that this person is suitable for the job they have applied for.
Can Stephen ask his brother to do that?
No, it's better. You should ask your previous employer or your tutor from college, somebody who knows you well in the professional.
So someone who knows about your work, so not a member of the family.
Yes, who knows about your work, what your skills and your abilities are.
Okay, brilliant, thank you, that's really helpful. So then if Stephen finds a job that he's interested in, and he's given maybe an application form, for example, then what will happen? Will he have an interview?
Yes, you'll very likely be invited for an interview because the employer will want to see you face to face. And ask questions as well to see if you are suitable for the job.
Right, okay. Can you tell me a little bit about what happened at your interview? Because I know you had an interview recently. Mm-hmm. And how you prepared for it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there was a job description which was advertised the post of, and at first I had to decide if I wanted it and if I was suitable for the post or not, because the job description clearly says the kind of person they want and with what skills, experience, qualities that are needed. So I asked for an application form from the college because that was the process here. I couldn't hand in my CV. They wanted application form. So I filled in an application form. Part of the form also has what's called a personal statement.
Put in a personal statement?
To me, it seems like you're trying to sell yourself, really. So you're going to say all the best bits about yourself which are relevant to your job. You might want to talk about things, how well you work in a team, or if you have good communication skills or not, if you have good literacy skills, IT skills, those sorts of things are relevant.
So good things about yourself.
Yes, to show that you are the best candidate for the job, meant to be.
Right, thank you. Okay, so you filled out your application form.
And then I sent that off and I received a letter which asked me to go back for an interview. And the letter clearly stated where it was, how long the interview would be, and also that I had to prepare a presentation. I had to prepare a talk on a related subject to the post, to the job, as part of showing some of my knowledge of the job.
So you prepared for the interview by thinking a little bit about the questions they might ask you?
Yes. Related questions.
How did you feel before the interview?
Extremely nervous, because it's a very formal situation and you are put very much on the spot. You have to think of the answers on the spot.
What advice could you give Stephen about, for example, how to dress and how to talk to the people in his interview?
It's always good to give a good impression of yourself, and one way of doing that is by dressing smartly, to make sure that you are tidy in your appearance, because it also makes you look a little bit more professional as well, and that you care about your work, and that you want to show you that you have some kind of standing in your work.
And so when you go into the room and you greet the people who are interviewing you, do you use quite a formal greeting or an informal greeting? What kind of thing do you say?
It should be taken as a very formal situation. So even if you know any of the people or a person on the interview panel, you should not act pally or friendly with them, because it's a different situation.
Okay. That's fantastic. Thank you.